I started serving terms of joiner, and then I left that, and I went at the British Army, been in the Army for 15 years. Come out, and I end up on the street, split up with a wife, got into drink, one thing like the other.
When you're begging, how much do you normally get a day, and what does this go towards?
Sometimes you don't make much. Sometimes on weekends you seem to make more. You know, like you can make, what, 50, 60 quid weekends. But during the week, you're looking to make 10 quid, which sounds a lot, but when you're on the streets, it costs more to live.
And what does it go towards? Food?
Food, drink, whatever, just daily living. Mm. You know, you'd be surprised. Most of them, there's quite a few people, you know, obviously, they buy drugs and all that type of stuff. Me personally, I'm not in it, I'm too old for that, like, but quite a few lads do.
And are you aware of the homeless charities which are in Leeds? And if you are, have they like helped you out and offered support to you?
Not at the minute. I'm not really aware of them. But yes, somebody come and seen us today from the crypt or something and asked us if I need any help and all. And I said, yes, I'll go and see them in a couple of days. But there's quite a few charities about. But like, I mean, to be honest with you, there's not very many do much. You know, there's a lot of them say they do it, but not a lot gets done.
As you also may be aware, there's been a crackdown in the city centre regarding fake beggars. Have you heard about this?
Oh, yeah, quite a few people have got flats and everything. Yeah. There's loads.
Obviously, they're pretending to be homeless. Has this affected you in any way, like your reputation?
Well, noises. You know, I mean, if you're begging because you've got nowhere to live and you're hungry, you shouldn't be begging when you've got a flat and, you know, and stuff like that. But that's just...
What are your thoughts on them?
I don't like it, you know, if you're begging because... You've got nothing to eat. You know, somebody's got a flat and all that. It's a bit out of order. Like.
Just as a broad question, what do you think the general public's view of the homeless is?
They just look down at you and you're not a human being. You're basically not like... You're like a second class, well, a fifth class citizen. You just don't exist. You really don't.
Why do you think they think that?
Well, you know, they think they're giving them money for drugs and all that type of stuff. And as you say, people have got houses and all that. They think people pull up in cars and all that type of stuff. Maybe that is the case, but not with everyone. There is some genuine ones, like.
So where do you go at night, then? Is there places to sleep?
You're all over the place because the police keep moving on. You're still in the doorway. You're getting moved maybe 6 or 7 times a night. You know, so you haven't got a fixed place where you sleep, you're just wherever you end up.
What is the best way the public can help you? Is it maybe food? Offering you food, offering you clothes, offering you money?
Accommodation, clothes. Accommodation is the big one. If you've got somewhere to live, you've got a base. Because when you're on the streets, you can't claim door. A lot of people don't know you can't claim door. You can't get any money at all. I mean, I've got a pension when I'm 65, but I'm 53 now. So I've got to wait till 65. But I can't claim on the door because I haven't got an address. So how are you supposed to live? And that's where a lot of people turn into crime because they haven't really got much of an option, like, to be honest with you.
And just a final question. Do you think with support you can get off the streets, or is it a case of waiting until your pension comes?
Definitely. Well, in my case, and I hope it comes before that, but, you know, as I say, you need help, but the help just isn't there. I'm going to put it, they're not offering you the things you need. You need accommodation. You know, that's the first thing you need. Then you can get back into work and all that. It's no good saying, look, you know, there's a meal. Great. And then what after that? You know, you're back on the streets again. So